used to be a manufacturing rep for Bell & Gossett, which is real big into hydronics, and took care of a lot of the warranty stuff too, but sized up equipment, this and that, whatever. So I'm fairly well with boilers, but we dealt with a lot of the components and controls and pretty much every aspect. That was all commercial, industrial, like cooling towers too, and stuff like that, hospitals, schools, you name it.
Yeah, them cooling towers are kind of interesting stuff. The water is a great, people think it's like a great heat storage, but it's not. It's a great heat mover. When you do evaporative stuff like that, it'll dump that heat that way too. With phase change, you can move a lot of energy with it too. But it's not a great heat storage. But man, I'll tell you what, don't take much of that crap, and it don't have to flow very fast to move an awful lot of heat.
Oh yeah, no kidding. And it can be a decent heat source if you're pulling it from, some loops in the ground, geothermal type stuff, but I don't know. I remember in school I wrote a paper on geothermal, and I don't know, I think if someone else installs it and then you move into the property, you're sitting pretty good.
Right, I was going to ask you about phase change, but the loops, if you got it flowing well, that's a different ballgame. I mean, that stuff can probably be up to 800-900% efficient over electric, which is 100% efficient, but now the rates are high. So, it can be great if you've got running water like that for cooling, too. I was wondering about phase change because they're using propane in a lot of stuff. I was wondering about doing phase change in something like that if you could use flat plate heat exchangers and shrink the system down and put it outside in a small utility building.